Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Remembering Razi Sheyichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bats from Shmuel. Chanavas Yamas Adi Hanavas Amir Zeb. Shmuel Pinchas Ben Beshazeli. Ben Reb Yaakov Vetzvi. And Reb Alexander Yosef. Alexander Zushim Ben Yosef. And schus before Yichyu Vegas Michal Dispansi. Or Chayichyu Vegas Michal Dispansi. Wisfiktor Vesila Ravida. Chayichyu Vegas Michal Adel. And Tino Ben Esther Michal. Learning the Sugi Siyata Dishmaya of En Begidim Menoi Sein Tam, Gidah No Shem Mutar Vahanoi. Ve'lavin Shitat HaRambam. Zo Matratenu. Bezerat Hashem. Ketub HaGmara, V'arei Gidah No Shem, Gidah No Shem, the Torah says, the Jewish people are not allowed to Gidah No Shem. And that you're allowed to send the Gidah No Shem to a Goy. You're allowed to be Nana by sending it to a Goy. So you're allowed to get Hana, even though the Torah says, Lo Yochlu, which the Gemara says means that you're not allowed to get Hana. So how do you deal with that? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda will explain, who holds that Lo Yochlu means Hana, that when an Avela is Mutter, the Gid Hanash is also Mutter. So the Torah was Matir, a Avela, to give to a guy, to be Nana from the Avela, the Torah is also Matir, the Gid Hanash. Never get a nashim mutter b'hana. Says the Gemara, all right. Nicha l'mandi yomar. Yesh begidim v'nai sin tam, l'mandi remi gid v'nai sin tam, ayik l'meimar. So this is all good, according to the mandi yomar. Yesh begidim v'nai sin tam, therefore it's included in a vela. But according to the mandi yomar, remi gid v'nai sin tam, and therefore it has no tam in this gid, the mela is not included in a vela. It's ayik l'meimar, so then how's the mutter to be nana from it? Can't say it's included in the Heter Nevela, because there's no Heter Nevela, because Emigid and Oysan is no Tam. And for the Gemara, Amad Shammah said, Emigid and Oysan Tam, who says this? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Taka holds that it's Asr Bahano. Sani, Gid and Oysan Mutan Adu Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Oysan. As Mavuar Miak Mara, Shalfi Amandi Amar, Yesh Begid and Oysan Tam, Gid and Oysan is Mutar Bahano. She's in Kalul, Chlal Nevela. If you hold Yesh Begid V'Nosein Tam, it's included in Nevela. And when the Nevela was permitted, the Gid was permitted with it. Ma'negid V'Nosein Tam, the Gid Anash is Asur Bahana. Yesh Begid V'Nosein Tam, it's included in the Heter of Nevela, of being Nana from the Nevela. But Ein Begid V'Nosein Tam, Gid Anash is Tak Asur Bahana, because it's not included in the Heter of Nevela. The Rambam, Perek Tesvov, Mimacholas Asuris, Aloch Yud Zayin, Paskins, She'ein Begidim V'Nai Sein Tam. Okay, Ein Begidim V'Nai Sein Tam. So that would mean, logically, according to the Gemara, now to get a knock, it's not included in the Heter of the Nevela. And yet the self same Rambam, Motke Paskin, Perek Ches, Mimacholas Asuris, Aloch Yud Dalid, She'gid Anoshe Mutter Be'Hanoi. Oh my gosh. How can the Gid Anoshe be Mutter Be'Hanoi? It's not included in the, it says Lo Sochlu, and it's not included in the Heter of Lo Yochlu, and it's not included in the Heter of the Nevela. So it should be Asur Bahana. So the Magid Mishnah, Machol Sus 8:14, explains, brings the name of the Ramban, that the Rav Chodem Milso Itmar Hisugiv, and that's going to get an Asher Mutter Bahana, feeling to Salam Yigil Sintan, the Lav Ha'Batayu. Really, the Maskana Sagamore, get an Asher Mutter Bahana. You wrote Ein Begidim V'Nosein Tam. It's not Halba Atalia. It's not Halba Atalia. In Memela, you can say that Ein Begidim V'Nosein Tam. And you can also say that it's Mutter Bahana. And it's not only Mutter Bahana if it's Nosein Tam. Kach Kosev HaMeiri. This is the Sugis L'Rav Chodem Milso. But Rabbi Sein with the Ramban and the Meiri didn't explain what does it mean. Why the Sugis on L'Rav Chodem Milso? But Maskana. Lo toli habaha, leiz a maskana kabbalasim lo gilulan. Where's the maskana of the Gemara that really, even if ain't begin the benoy same time, really if ain't begin the benoy same time, it's still going to be mutter bahana. Where do you get that from? V'nara levir kavanatam kach omer hagon Rav Moshe Chevroni Zatzal. Rashi mefaresh b'daf chav bet amud alef. Hanich lemander miyesh begin I same time. Tam baser ebu chal nevela. El mander mrein begin when I same time. Am alav tam baser is buvalav nevela mikri. In other words, Rashi says, yes, begin when I say tam, it has tam baser. Ain begin when I say tam, it doesn't have tam baser. And therefore, it's not part of the nevela. In other words, according to the mander miyesh begin I say tam, Yidim is included in the baser, and therefore it's included in nevela. When we're mounted the nevela, we're also mounted the gid. Because gid's included in nevela. And therefore, it's not included in the nevela. And the melee, we're mounted in nevela, we're mounted the gid. Now later on, and daf chof gimel on with beis, we have machlekes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva Aglili. Requires a pasuk that chelev is mutar behanah, and he learns from a pasuk, as it says, bechelev nevela yaseh lekol melacha. Melech chelev is mutar behanah. Rabbi Akiva says, lo tzarech kra, you don't have to need a pasuk to mount chelev nevela. You just need a pasuk that chelev nevela is not mitamei kinevela. Maskana segamar kuli amas for the krebi abod lo toch alechad esrechad esrechad anab imashma. And the machlokes is Rabbi Yosef Lili holds kishehutra nevela he hutra chelva v'gidu lo hutru. When the nevela was permitted, the chelav and the gid were not permitted. When the nevela was permitted, the chelav and the gid were not permitted. And therefore, you need a special pasuk to be matir the chelev, the hana, because the pasuk was not matir the chelev; it was only matir the nevela. And therefore, you need a pasuk for the heter chelev hana. Rabbi Akiva holds kishehutra nevela chel b'vigida nami hutru. No, the chelev and the gid were mutter together with the nevela. Rashi. Chelba v'gida lo hutru, de chelav einu b'chla boso. Chokoch lo avei b'mashma tetnena v'achola. V'gabi noigea b'nevlosa nami lav chelav b'mashma. Chok yasa l'chom locha l'tzuch atar v'ne nevela, ela atiroi m'chla l'anos l'asoch l'chelav. Rabbi Akiva soba chelav b'chla l'nevela v'yesh l'heter hanoa b'en l'tomit, l'heter b'en, b'chla l'anoa b'en, l'heter hanoa b'en l'tame, v'ch yitzuch kwa l'taro yitzterich. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that chelva v'gida lo hutru. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That chelev isn't included in the basar, and therefore it's not included in the pasuk. It's not about chelva. When it says he touched the veil, it's also not mashma chelev. So you don't need a pasuk of yas yasa l'chol melacha to be matar midei nevela. You don't need a pasuk for that. You just need a pasuk to be matirit, the hana, because it's not included in the heter hana of the nevela. In the mela, we need a pasuk to tell you that it's mutar b'hana, just like the nevela is, but it's not learned from nevela. The Akiva says that chelev is included in nevela, both for heter hana and for tuma. So therefore, when you need a pasuk to be matir, it's already mutar. It's not the nevela b'hana. So when you need a pasuk, a special pasuk is coming to be metairit, unlike the nevela, because it's included in the nevela. So yesh l'daik b'loshen Rashi. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said, shekechel b'v'gida lo hutru, Rashi says, mishum dechelev lo havi basor. You know why the chelev wasn't permitted? Because chelev isn't basor, and therefore wasn't permitted with the nevela. Whereas by Rabbi Akiva, who says the chelev is mutil, Rashi explains, that chel is included in the nevela. He doesn't say chel is included in the basar. He says chel is included in the nevela. So it's mashma merashi shegam Rabbi Akiva sover that chel isn't basar, and that chel isn't included in basar. It's not royal achila. Chel is royal achila. But it's pashut that chel is chel, but it's not basar. Yesh la'ayin l'fi zeh, ma shamu ba'gemore, sh'Rabbi Yosi Aglili sover, that kishehutro nevela hi hutro, chelbo v'gida lo hutro. Now, how do we know that the gid wasn't mutter? For the Gemara, we see the fi perish Rashi, that the gid wasn't mutter because ain't begidim no same time. And therefore, it's not included in the basar. Ha'im yesh begidim no same time, gidin is part of the basar. And if so, how do we know that the Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that ain't begidim no same time? And therefore, the gid isn't permitted. Rabbi Yosi Aglili only says, Rak, shelechelev shel nevel, for the chelev, you need a pasuk to be matir b'hanna, because chelev isn't basar. But gidim, it's muchach lel, the mandar miyesh begidim no same time, gidim is included in the basar. So how do we know that Rabbi Yosi Aglili answers the gid? Maybe he holds yesh begidim no same time, he isn't included in the basar. Rather, the mashmos is that since Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that chelev isn't basar, you know, it's real achilik ma basar, and the reason is because chelev is something else, is not basar, it's just to so gidim. Even if we hold that yesh begidim no same time, nevertheless, it's not included in basar. Just like chelev is edible, but it's not included in the basar. So too, even if you hold the gidim, our noise same time, it's edible, it's still not included, it's also not included in the basar. And there we go, even if we say the gidim yesh mim noise same time, it's not included in the basar. Like chelev. So Yosi Aglili holds, he who to a chel begidu lo hutru. And so it's Shalom Yosi Aglili, he who to the nevela, but not the chelev and the gid. Why? Not because they're not edible. It could be even the gid is edible, but they're not basar. Chelev isn't basar, and gid's chelev. And gid isn't basar. Even if you hold the yesh begidim at the same time. So it's not necessarily that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds the begidim at the same time. Maybe you hold the yesh begidim, but it's not basar. Achen, l'Rabbi Akiva, שרבי עקיבא סובר הרי שגם חלב וגידין הותרו בכלל נבלה. רבי עקיבא הרי סובר that חלב וגידין are included in the heter of נבלה. Are they included in the basar or not? Rashi says that רבי עקיבא holds that חלב is בכלל נבלה בין להתר הנא. He does say it's included in the basar. It's included in the nevela mashma, the Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not included in the basar. Rabbi Akiva agrees it's not included in the basar, but it's included in the nevela. And therefore, lekule alma chelev is in basar. And the machlekes is that by nevela it doesn't say basar; it only says don't eat nevela. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the isur nevela is only the basar nevela. And the mail, if it's not basar, it's not included in nevela. But Rabbi Akiva holds that the issue nevela is not a din in the basar nevela. It's a din in the nevela. And chelev and gidim, even though they're not basar, they're included in the nevela. That's very good. Rabbi Akiva, ze lo talui bechlal, if yesh begidim nois tam, when begidim nois tam? Because Rashi says, what is it, machlok, is yesh begidim nois tam, when begidim tam? Is gidim basar or not basar? So it could be that Rabbi Akiva holds, ain't begidim nois tam, it's not basar. It's not basar. And yet Rabbi Akiva says it's still going to be mutter. Why? Because what was the Torah matir? The Torah is matir, not from a nevela. And gid anosh is included in the nevela. It's not basar, but it's included in the nevela. Therefore, it's mutter b'hanah. And that's pshat in the Ramban and the Meiri. That the sig is the Ravcha the Milsa. But the maskana gid anosh is mutter b'ano. It will be able to him in the same time. Lama will tell you. Why? Because you look weiter in the Gemara, you see Rabbi Akiva. You're right. The sugya, the original sugya, it's hab will tell you. If ain't begin him in the same time, then where do you have a heter hana? Staka Asubana. But the Maskana, Rabbi Akiva holds, Ein Begidim Nais in Tam, meaning it's not Basar. And Rabbi Akiva holds, it's still Mutter Bana. Why is it Mutter Bana? Because the Torah is Matir Nevela, not Basar Nevela. And it's Taka Mufurish like that in the Yereim, in Kuf Memtes. Because it's also mitzvah that it's nevela. That's why the gid is also benevela, achila. Not because it's basar, because it's part of the nevela. Even if it doesn't have Torah's basar. And therefore, when you're matir at Bahana, you're going to be matir. When you're matir at Bahana, you're going to be matir the gid as well. Even though it's not basar, but it's part of the nevela. And that's like Rabbi Akiva, Valacha Kamoisa. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam can pass in both. And begid the Menoi Seng Tam. And yet it's Mutter Bahana. Because it's part of the nevela. All right, sweet friends, there is a lot to talk about. And Ritz Hashem, in the coming shiur, hopefully in a soon-to-be broadcast shiur worldwide, we will hopefully take the ball and run. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Very gishmak. Ich bin auch ein Lohmodel, aber 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 ich bin auch ein Lohmodel.